the evil in ourselves. The lion took the hare with him. They ran together to the well and looked in. The lion saw his own image. From the water appeared the form of a lion with a plump hare beside him. No sooner did he spy his enemy than he left the hare and sprang into the well. He fell into the pit which he had dug. His iniquity recoiled on his own head. O reader, how many an evil that you see in others is but your own nature reflected in them. In them appears all that you are, your hypocrisy, iniquity, and insolence. You do not see clearly the evil in yourself, else you would hate yourself with all your soul. Like the lion who sprang at his own image in the water, you are only hurting yourself, O foolish man. When you reach the bottom of the well of your own nature, then you will know that the wickedness is in you. Mathnawi 1306. In Rumi's version of this Indian fable, the carnal self, nafs, is represented as the lion who was lured by a hare to the mouth of a deep well where, mistaking his own reflection for a hated rival, he sprang in and perished miserably. For the doctrine that all so-called evil is an illusion arising from the diversity of divine attributes, beauty and majesty, mercy and wrath, etc., reflected in human nature, and that only our egoism prevents us from seeing the soul of goodness everywhere. Reference numbers 89 to 95 infra. So far as evil exists in us, its source is the unreal self, nafs, by which we are separated from God. Purge the heart of self and evil disappears.